Are you ready? Yes?
Yeah.
Lay it off!
It's a rush. Mostly I feel like I hope this lands. it's an adrenaline rush for sure.
Adrian Daggett is fighting in the Lions tournament, and those sounds were the clash of weapons echoing throughout the Wakulla County Community Center. Adrian, along with other participants, are part of the Society for Creative Anachronism, or SCA. Members reenact different aspects of the medieval ages, from heavy combat with knightly armor to knitting.
We don't role play people from the period. We research the time, and we try, as our club, we try to, the best we can in modern stuff, act out a day as if you would have lived then.
Charles and Holly Edmund, known in the SCA as the current barony of Oldenfeld, explain more.
What we celebrate specifically, I mean, as Charles said earlier, we focus on the good. There were a lot of atrocities that occurred then too, and we do not condone or celebrate any of that. We absolutely, you know, we have female knights and female fighters. That never would have happened in period. So we leave the misogyny and racism and classism and plague and everything else behind. We don't do any celebration of that, but we do look at what people typically romanticize.
It started at Berkeley in 1966 on the 1st of May as a costume party.
Jay Lau, who prefers to use his medieval name, Octavio de Flores, is a longtime member of the SCA. He explains how the organization operates.
You're right now in the Kingdom of Trimeris, which is most of the state of Florida. And a lot of the kingdoms are divided up into smaller groups, like baronies. And we have a barony right here in Tallahassee, the Barony of Oldenfeld. So that's why when you look at one of our events, you'll see that it's Oldenfeld's Lions Tourney.
Tournaments like this one are made up of multiple events.
Our first tournament that we had today was a counted blows tournament.
Holly and Charles Edmund explain the mechanics of the events.
So if I attacked you, you're defending. You're not trying to score hits on me. We do combat archery along with that, where we're basically shooting rubber blunted arrows at each other. I always like to call it medieval paintball, because if you've played paintball, it's very similar. They just don't burst when they hit you.
How did you think you did?
I would, one word, domination. Sir Solon put up a valiant effort. You know, he put up an okay time of 3 minutes and whatever, or 5 minutes and who knows. The Baron has set the bar at 326 and welcomes all challengers that want to try to come and compete.
Well, I'm an archaeologist.
This is Adrian Daggett, the fighter introduced at the beginning.
I'm into history and understanding other cultures generally. And what got me into this organization was the fighting. one of the things that I love most is the way different people in the organization reenact different geographic areas and different time periods.
What brings everyone together is the draw to history and the love of recreating the dream. Even though it's not medieval per se, it's medieval fantasy. We really do elevate the chivalric code and ideals. You know, like, it is all about helping one another, just trying to be that person that most of us wish we could be, probably, in our real lives. And everyone's here enjoying the same thing. Like, you really do find lifelong friendships here, and that's really what keeps people coming back.
For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.